Okay, let's get into this. We spend so much time talking about innovation as this, totally ethereal thing.
It's all in the cloud.
Exactly. It's lines of code, an app on your phone, maybe a couple of guys with laptops in a coffee shop somewhere. But today, we are looking at a document that is trying to grab that whole concept and basically bolt it to the floor of a factory in the high desert.
It's a very different feel, isn't it? It feels much more physical, heavier.
Completely. We're doing a deep dive into a breakdown from the Sandoval Economic Alliance. They're analyzing the New Mexico Science and Technology Roadmap, which was put together by the state's Economic Development Department and Taconomy Partners.
And the mission here is, well, it's incredibly bold.
It really is. It's basically saying,
Yeah.
we're done being just the science lab. We want to be the factory.
That is the core idea this whole roadmap is trying to push. And for context, this document came out late in 2025. And it's a big moment because for decades, New Mexico has had this reputation. You think of Los Alamos, you think of Oppenheimer.
Lab coats. You think of lab coats.
Exactly. Solving the mysteries of the universe, but not necessarily turning that into an industry.
Yeah, the old joke about being the smartest state where nobody actually makes any money.
It's a bit harsh, but there's a kernel of truth to the economic reality they're fighting. The state has always been fantastic at spending federal money on research, but not so great at commercializing that research. The roadmap itself calls this the shift from the lab coat era to the hard hat era.
And that's our hook,
You know.
flipping the script from research to revenue.
Precisely. The EDD cabinet secretary, Rob Black, has this great line where he says the goal is translating world-class science into world-class jobs.
And our focus today is how Sandoval County, which is what, right next door to Albuquerque and all those big labs,
Right, next.
is trying to position itself to be the engine for that whole transition.
That's the perfect way to put it. If the state drew the blueprint, Sandoval County is pouring the concrete.
Okay, so let's look at that blueprint. The roadmap identifies three, what they call powerhouse sectors. And these are areas where they claim New Mexico has a competitive global advantage. I want to poke at that phrase a bit, because every city, every state says they have a competitive advantage.
Of course, everyone's the next tech hub.
So what makes these three sectors actually viable? Let's start with number one, aerospace and defense.
This one is, well, it's their most established pillar. I mean, if New Mexico couldn't claim an advantage here, they couldn't claim it anywhere.
Because of the labs and the bases.
Exactly. You have the Air Force Research Laboratory or AFRL and Sandy National Labs, they're right there. But the roadmap is saying more than just, hey, we have bases. It's about a shift to actually manufacturing the systems those labs invent.
Okay, but here's my question. Everyone wants aerospace manufacturing. You've got massive hubs in Alabama, in Washington, Southern California. Why would a company pick Sandoval County over, say, Huntsville?
It boils down to two very specific assets that are just incredibly hard to copy. Vast open spaces and, this is the key, restricted airspace.
Restricted airspace. Explain that. I think of that as a problem, not a commercial asset.
Well, imagine you're developing a next-gen drone or a long-range missile or maybe a hypersonic vehicle. You can't just test those anywhere. You can't fly an experimental military drone over a suburb or in the same flight path as a commercial jet.
Yeah, the FAA might have some notes on that.
They might, yeah. So New Mexico controls this huge chunk of airspace that is just off limits. If you're in Sandoval County, you can build a prototype and have it on a test range almost immediately.
So you cut out all the logistics.
All of it. In California, just moving a prototype to a testing ground can be a nightmare. Here, your lab and your test range are basically neighbors. The emptiness is the feature.
The emptiness is the feature. I like that. It's like a physical moat.
It is. The SEA analysis points out that this geography creates a barrier to entry for competitors. You can build a factory anywhere. You can't just build a restricted airspace corridor.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, what about the workforce? This is where I always get a little skeptical. Everyone says they have a skilled workforce. What does that mean here?
It's actually not generic in this case. Because of Intel's huge presence in Rio Rancho for decades, plus the labs, you have a workforce that just gets precision manufacturing.
So not just coding apps.
No, not at all. We're talking about clean rooms, vacuum systems, high tolerance machining, people who know how to gown up and work in a sterile environment. That's a learned skill.
Got it. Which brings us to pillar number two. And this one feels, I don't know, the most ambitious to me. They're calling it quantum technologies.
He's ambitious.
The source material literally uses the phrase Silicon Valley of quantum. Now, be honest with me, Is that just marketing, or is there something real there?
It's a bit of both, but the money is very real. The state put down a $25 million investment in a quantum hub.
Okay.
But here's the nuance, and this is where the roadmap gets really smart. There's a huge difference between quantum computing research and the quantum supply chain.
So break that down for me.
So the research, that's the deep physics. Figuring out how to make a qubit stable, that's happening inside the labs at UNM and Sandia. It's Nobel Prize territory.
Right, theoretical stuff.
But to make a quantum computer actually work, you need a box, a physical thing. You need cryogenic cooling to get it near absolute zero. You need ultra-high vacuum chambers, specialized lasers.
The hardware.
It's the picks and shovels of the quantum gold rush. The roadmap argues that while the gold, the breakthrough, might be found in the lab.
Someone has to make the shovels.
Exactly. And Sandoval County is pitching itself as the factory floor for that supply chain because they already have that clean room heritage from the semiconductor industry. It's a logical fit.
That's a really smart distinction because betting on which quantum company wins is a huge gamble.
A total gamble.
But betting that whoever wins will need vacuum chambers, that's a much safer bet.
It's a volume play. They aren't trying to outthink the physicists. They're offering to build the gear the physicists need. It turns quantum from a science experiment into an industrial product.
Okay, pillar three, advanced energy technologies.
This one's fascinating. It covers everything from fusion to the green grid itself.
Fusion, the holy grail. But isn't fusion always like 20 years away?
It's been 10 years away for about 50 years, yes. But we're seeing private capital flood into fusion research now. The source mentions a company called Pacific Fusion.
And just like with aerospace, they need space.
They need a lot of space, and they need access to high-voltage power infrastructure. You can't build a fusion reactor prototype in a downtown office park.
It feels like the theme here is heavy tech. This isn't software. This is stuff that takes up space.
That's the big takeaway. The roadmap is doubling down on physical innovation, and that also includes the green grid. They're positioning New Mexico to be a leader in renewable energy storage and transmission.
So they're leaning into the fact that they're not a dense urban center. It's like, we have land, we have sun, we have power, come break things here.
You got it. And that brings us to the emerging opportunities. The roadmap doesn't just stop at those three.
All right, there's a section on biosciences and law.
Water tech.
Water tech, yes, which, given the geography, is critical.
Yeah, water tech in the desert sounds less like an opportunity and more like a flat-out necessity.
It's born from necessity, absolutely. The arid West is facing a water crisis. We all know that. But the roadmap's perspective is that this crisis actually creates a market.
Turning a liability into an export.
Precisely. If you can solve water efficiency in New Mexico, you can sell that technology to Arizona, to California, to the rest of the world. They're looking at that intersection of agriculture and tech, ag tech.
Which grounds all the high tech stuff in something very real.
And it diversifies the economy. It's a smart hedge.
Okay, so you've got the vision. Aerospace, quantum, energy, water. It all looks great on a PDF. But I'm always skeptical of these roadmaps until a company actually signs a lease. Do we have any proof this is working?
We do. They point to one specific case study as the proof of concept, a company called Castellion Corp.
Castellion. What's their story?
They're a defense tech startup. They build long-range strike weapon systems. So, missiles?
Hypersonic missiles, precision munitions, yeah. Fits squarely into Pillar 1. And they selected Sandoval County for a new manufacturing campus.
And the analysis of why is what's really interesting here.
It's super instructive. It wasn't just tax breaks, though I'm sure those helped.
It's never just tax breaks.
Rarely. The breakdown lists three strategic reasons. First, that skilled workforce we talked about. They needed engineers who understand propulsion and guidance systems. That talent pool is already there.
So they don't have to import everyone.
Correct. Second was the strategic location, the proximity to the labs. But the third reason is the one I want to highlight. They call it the innovation ecosystem.
Okay, that sounds a little like a buzzword. What does that mean in practice?
It's the cluster effect. It means because other defense contractors are nearby, specialized suppliers are also nearby. Machine shops that know how to work with titanium. Logistics companies that handle hazardous materials.
So you're not starting from scratch.
Exactly. When you join a cluster, your own costs go down because the infrastructure you need is already there serving someone else. It's why finance is in New York and movies are in Hollywood.
You want to be where the resources are. Okay, so let's get into the how. We have the pillars. We have the case study. How is the state actually making this happen? The roadmap lists three priority actions.
Right. Action number one is creating targeted industry centers. Basically, the state isn't waiting for clusters to form on their own. They're building the clubhouse.
So like a co-working space, but for building missiles.
That's a pretty good way to put it, yeah. Action number two is strengthening the innovation ecosystem. This gets at the Valley of Death problem.
Can you define Valley of Death for anyone listening who isn't in venture capital?
Sure. It's that really dangerous gap between having a working prototype in a lab and actually mass producing it for the market. It's where most hardware startups die.
Because they run out of money trying to scale.
Exactly. So the state is trying to build a bridge over that valley by providing the physical facilities, incubators, accelerators, where companies can figure that out.
And action number three.
Expanding access to risk capital.
Money.
Cold, hard cash. The state is partnering with its state investment council to open up funding for early stage companies, which is so crucial for hardware.
Why more for hardware than software?
Because hardware is just so capital intensive.
Yeah.
To write code, you need a laptop. To build a fusion reactor, you need millions in equipment before you even turn it on.
So the state steps in to de-risk it for private investors.
That's the idea. They're signaling that they have skin in the game.
Okay, let's get specific on that. The source material reads like a sales pitch to a CEO. It lists incentives. What are they?
The first one is speed to market. They claim they can get you from groundbreaking to ribbon cutting way faster than a congested coastal city.
Less red tape.
Less red tape and just less physical congestion. Point two is the incentives, and you need to know two acronyms, LADIVA and JATIP.
Okay, break those down.
LADA is the Local Economic Development Act. Think of it as a deal closing fund. It's money the state can use to help a company pay for land, buildings, infrastructure.
So if my factory needs a new road, LADA might pay for it.
It might, yeah. It reduces your startup costs. And then there's JTIP.
JTTI.
The Job Training Incentive Program. This one is huge. The state will literally pay a big chunk of your new employee's salaries while they're in training.
Whoa. So if I hire 50 technicians, the state picks up the tab for the first 6 months while they get up to speed.
That's it. It massively lowers your hiring risk. For a startup, cash flow is everything, and JTIP protects your cash flow.
I can see why that's a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And the third selling point.
Lifestyle. The quality of life argument.
The mountains. The big sky.
And the cost of living. The pitch is that the top tier engineers you want to hire are burned out on paying $4,000 a month for a studio apartment in San Francisco.
Right.
New Mexico offers a way to work on world-class projects but still own a home and see the stars at night.
It's the enchantment pitch. You get the career of the future, but a life that actually feels human.
That's the bet they're making.
So pulling it all together, it feels very coordinated. You have the state drawing the map and the Kalshi basically executing on the ground.
That synergy is really the key. So often these government documents try to be everything to everyone.
We're a hub for biotech and crypto and tourism.
Right. It's totally diluted. This roadmap is disciplined, it says. Defense, quantum, energy. That's our focus.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't trying to be the next Silicon Valley. They are trying to be the first Sandoval.
And that distinction is vital. They're specializing, not just copying.
And I think that points to a bigger shift in how we should think about the geography of innovation itself.
Mm.
We used to think it all happened in coffee shops.
The collision of minds.
Yeah. But as tech moves back into the physical world, hardware, defense, energy innovation creates noise. It creates danger. It requires space. You can't do that in a coffee shop. You need a bunker.
So the geography of the future is dictated by physics, not just by social networks?
Exactly. The constraints of the physical world, land, air, energy, are going to define the next wave of tech hubs. And that's where New Mexico is planting its flag.
It's a fascinating evolution. We started this talking about lab coats, but it sounds like the future here is a person in a hard hat in a clean room building the engine for a spaceship.
From the chalkboard to the assembly line, that's the journey.
Here's the thought I want to leave you with today. We talk a lot about the death of distance, the idea that with the internet, you can work from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But this roadmap suggests the complete opposite. It suggests that for the hardest, most important problems, energy, defense, quantum location, actually matters more than ever. It's just not about being near a cool bar anymore. It's about being near restricted airspace or a high voltage grid.
It really asks the question, does your location support what you're trying to build or just where you're trying to live?
And if you're in deep tech, that might just be the most important question you answer this year. Thanks for joining this deep dive. We'll see you on the next one.